Hello,
hello, hello, hello. It's Mike Vandervoort, and we're dusting off the rusty old drive-through HR show for Sherm 17 as Sherm heads back to New Orleans, and our guest today is Letty Klutz. Letty, welcome to drive-through HR and maybe one of the first shows of 2017. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It took me a little while to figure out how to run the control booth and get everything set up, and I forgot to put the link to the show out on Twitter when I promoted it, but we have a big friend in Steve Brown, and when I say big, I mean really big. He's tall and mighty and on the board of directors at Sherm, and he's out there with his megaphone tweeting it to people. So if you're out there, Steve, thanks for helping run the promo side of Drive-Thru HR today. We appreciate it. Letty, So Sherm is headed to New Orleans in June, and I guess the theme for the conference is all in. Can you before we start getting into some questions, can you kind of explain that idea and what's behind the all in theme for this year?
Sure. So basically, all in is just that. It is, you are all in to the experience. You're all in to learning all of the amazing content that we have offered to our attendees at this conference. And it's really just being 100% present, being really excited to learn everything that they possibly can and bring it back to their workplaces. So it's just really another way of just showcasing how passionate our members are about what they do and what they experience when they're on site at the conference. So I think it's a perfect way to describe the excitement leading up to the actual event, but also the excitement that happens on site. So that's basically what it means.
Awesome. Yeah, so that's, and it really is a big deal. And I mean, whether you've been to Sherm a bunch of times like me, or whether it's your first time, there's always an opportunity to learn. And there's always a lot of tricks and tips about, how people can maximize their conference experience. And we talk about it a lot, write blogs about it a lot, and yet there's still people who go there and sometimes miss out on some opportunities. So we've been trying to do this show for the last couple years. And in fact, I stole the whole know before you go idea from Sherm and use it at my own conferences now, because it's such a, it really is a great way to kind of pass along information. So that's what we really want to talk about today, is what should people know at the conference, but how do they best prepare? So I'm going to ask you a few questions, Letty, and maybe you can help give our listeners, that are maybe live or download the podcast from the Sherm website or whatever, give them some ideas about how to prepare for really getting the best experience that they can at the Sherm conference. And because it's in New Orleans, which is an awesome place, easy to get distracted, but it's also a great place to have a good time and get a lot of good learning in. So let's start out with really broadly, what should Sherm 17 attendees know before they go? What do you guys think?
Well, my gosh, I would say there's a lot. And one of the things I'll preface with saying is that we know that this conference can be very overwhelming, especially if you're a first-time attendee. So one of the things I would recommend first, and I know we send a lot of emails, but if you've already registered to sign up for the conference, you're going to start getting monthly newsletters from us. And it's really, really important to read those newsletters, because they are just that. They give you information that you should know before you leave your house and travel to New Orleans. There are simple tips on, where registration is. I'm really excited to announce that taking a page from when we were in D.C. last year, registration will actually be available at the airport. So when people land in New Orleans, they'll be able to go and register for the conference before they even get to their hotel room. So little things like that, tips on what to do. Some of the things I would recommend to people really is to download the app when it's available, and the app will actually be available later this month. So I would take the time to download it, go through it, make sure you understand how it works, because there's tons of information in there. But I think most importantly is to read through all of the sessions, to look through the exposition, and really just have a plan before you arrive on site. I know most of us probably were going to have to fly to New Orleans, and so sometimes that's a really good opportunity to get yourself organized if that's sort of your last-ditch effort. But I would recommend sort of coming up with a plan way before you actually get on your flight to New Orleans or get in your car to New Orleans. It's really just to look through, figure out what sessions you want to attend, feel out lot of their specific vendors or people in the exposition that you want to connect with, or you want to stop by and make sure you check out their new products and services. But that's one of the things we always tell our attendees and advisor attendees is just have a plan and to pick, you know, at least two sessions per time frame that you want to attend so that you have a backup in the event that the session, your first choice is full. But that's another tip I will tell attendees. If there is a session that you absolutely do not want to miss, make sure you get there early to ensure that you have a seat. So those are a couple tips. One thing I will tell, even though we're going to New Orleans, we all know it's going to be very hot in June, but convention centers are cold. And so make sure that you bring a jacket, that you dress appropriately, that you wear comfortable shoes, because New Orleans, I believe, is the second or the third largest convention center in the United States. So there's a lot of walking, but the good news is that they will get their steps in. So there you have it.
Yeah. So I would echo, especially, I would say, I was in New Orleans last time in 2009, and I remember the constant use of, on both social media and just, you know, in general use of the word hot. It's hot, you know, and it's muggy, and then you get inside the building and you get that blast of cold air conditioning, and then 30 minutes later,
exactly,
to your point, then you're freezing. It's like, yeah, so even though it's summer in New Orleans, layers aren't a bad idea. Comfortable shoes are critical, and it is a huge amount of walking. I would also say the buses depending on when you're staying, Sherm runs a lot of buses. The buses take a little while. Make sure you allot enough time for your bus lines. The sessions, the app, I think, lets you kind of set up a schedule. You can build your own personal schedule in the, I haven't looked at this year's, but as I recall, you know, part of the planning, having the app set up for your plan ahead of time and knowing where your sessions are is really helpful, because it cuts down, there should be maps in there.
Customize your schedule in the app, and so that's exactly it. They can also, once the app's available, they can also download and customize their exhibitors, so who they want to go see in the exposition, but they can organize themselves. It will actually, the app, if you do something on the website, on our session planner, it syncs to the app, so you can do it in multiple different places.
I had a couple of real directed follow-up questions. So number one, like in the exhibit hall, especially if you've never been there before, there's all kinds of stuff to offer. I mean, there, and it's like, I don't know, I mean, it seems like there's 500 or 600 booths in there. It's gigantic. But it's organized in somewhat thematically, right? I mean, there's, you know, I mean, don't they have sort of like categories by, so can you just explain that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, the exhibit hall will be organized in categories, and there's all the aisles are appropriately marked, but you will actually be able to see that information on our website. And there, we actually give you an exhibitor guide as part of one of your, when you pick up your conference bag or when you pick up your conference materials, that's one of the things that you will also get, so that you can read through and figure out, okay, who do I want to target? Is there a specific need that I have? Do I want to know all about wellness? And then you can go to that particular, you know, part in the exposition. So it's definitely laid out to make it as easy as possible for our attendees to navigate if they have a specific need in mind.
One of the things I've noticed at the last couple of conferences that I've been at, and I'm not real sure how you guys decide this, you know, maybe just by past history with the speaker, Sherm's done a really good job. Like for those sessions that are full, for some sessions you have like these overflow areas out in the hallways.
Yep.
How does that work, and how would somebody know that that was happening for a particular session?
So we actually are going, it is available for all of the concurrent sessions that we're offering at this conference. And so a couple of things that will happen is that we, as our attendees probably or may not know, especially if you're a first-time attendee, we actually have a very large local volunteer force that helps put on the conference. And in fact, we really could not do this without the help of the local volunteers from New Orleans. And so the either Sherm staff, but more than likely the volunteers, because we do assign volunteers to every single session room, they will indicate to attendees if they're coming in, the session is full, and then they will tell them where to go to hear the session via the overflow room. So we are, that's something that we started, I believe, 3 years ago, and that will be available again this year, because obviously we hate for our attendees to have to miss a session, and this allows them the opportunity to, while they're not seeing the speaker, at least they get to hear and see the slides that he or she is talking about from a designated location.
Yeah, I mean, it's, if you really want to see a session, I've noticed it more and more the last couple of years. I didn't realize it just started 3 years ago, but yeah, the session, those, even those little areas are often full. So I think it's a good idea. And then the other thing I was going to ask, because I actually didn't experience it, because I'm on a panel, one of the expertise panels, so I actually came in early and got my badge that way for last year in D.C. Where do you go in the airport? Where would people pick up their credentials?
So plans are still being finalized, but from what I understand, it will be in the baggage claim areas, but there will be signs.
Okay.
We are going to have volunteers there, so they will definitely be able to find it. But my understanding is that it will be in the baggage claim area at the Armstrong Airport.
Look for SHRM signs that say, in the baggage claim area at New Orleans Airport. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So We've kind of touched on a couple of things for first time attendees, making a plan and that sort of thing. What other tips would you add that we didn't already talk about, especially if you're a first time attendee?
Well, so a couple things I would say for a first-time attendee. Like I said a few minutes ago, the conference can be very overwhelming. When you're going to an event with 15,000 of your closest friends, it can be, sort of a deer in headlights kind of look for a lot of attendees. So a couple things I would recommend is to take advantage of our Meet to Eat program, which is basically where you can go and sign up for different restaurants to go and eat at if you are attending by yourself and you don't want to go out to dinner alone. And so that will be in the connection zone. Attendees will be able to sign up for a variety of different restaurants to meet all sorts of, dietary needs and different preferences. But that's a really good opportunity to meet other attendees. The other thing I would recommend is that you take advantage of the fact that you are with 15,000 HR professionals. And while you're sitting on the shuttle buses, while you're standing in line, to strike up a conversation with your neighbor and just talk to them and find out where they're from and what they're doing. And it's amazing the connections that people make just by happenstance when they're sitting next to someone, like I said, on a shuttle bus or waiting in line at registration or waiting for a session to start in a session room. I mean, it's so fantastic to see some of these friendships that have endured over the years simply by a conversation that started up while they were waiting in line at Starbucks.
Exactly. So I have a couple. So one is, I mentioned Steve Brown earlier. Steve is from Cincinnati, Ohio. He's on the board of directors of HR, and he has a personal goal of this year, I understand, of trying to meet all 15,000 people that are at the conference. And if he does that, I don't think he'll ever sleep. But so if you run into a big, tall guy in classes, who never goes off of high energy extrovert mode, that's Steve Brown. You can talk to him, and he will speak to anybody and introduce you to 15 others. Also, I, along with a bunch of other people, are on the SHRM social media team, and we're there to help SHRM promote some of the sessions and to help kind of make the social media site. So if you're listening to this and you're a first timer and you follow anybody on social media, I hear people tell me all the time, well, I saw you, but I was afraid to come up and say hello because you're famous. I'm not famous. I'm just an HR guy who doesn't know how to shut his mouth. And so are most of the other people that are on social media. I don't mean that insultingly. We just like to share. We want to get to know you. And so if you see somebody wearing a SHRM social media or blogger shirt, say hello, and they'll be more than happy to point you out and talk to you and introduce themselves and get you into that sphere. So that's a couple of pointers that I would add, I guess, whether you're first time or not.
I think what's really cool is that, and I think Steve is an excellent example of this, is that, we're so involved on, a lot of us are really involved on Twitter, and it's so fun to make the connections with the people that you tweet about or people that you follow, to make those connections in real life. And I think the same goes with the bloggers, is it's awesome to be able to put a face with the name or with the email or with the blog post or with the tweet that they send out. And this is a really good opportunity to do that. So if there's certain people that you want to search out and meet, to message them, to make the opportunity to actually make that happen in New Orleans as well.
Yep, just tweet at us. Just at Mike Vandervoort is mine. Letty, I was gonna say, let's just do a quick reset. We're about just about 15 minutes into the show. We got about another 15 minutes left. So this is a very rare edition of Drive Through HR. We've kind of let the show go into hiatus, and everybody's got new jobs and stuff, so we don't bring it back very often. But we're bringing it back for SHRM. So if you're listening to this podcast, we have Letty Klutz from SHRM, and we're talking about tips that you should know before you go to New Orleans to attend SHRM 17. Letty, I failed at the beginning of the show. You should tell people what you do. I mean, obviously you do at conferences, but you should tell Letty, or you should tell our listeners what you do at SHRM, so that we have that in the official podcast record.
Sure. So I am the Director of Conference Programming and Development for SHRM, which means I actually am, myself and my team put together the program for all of SHRM conferences. So annual, obviously, SHRM 17 is the big one, but we also do the content for all of the other conferences that SHRM offers. So that, in a nutshell, is what I do. So as you can probably imagine, there is never a dull moment.
Being in the same game to some extent, I run 200-300 person conferences a year, and we program all our own stuff, mostly without speaker budget. Trust me, I know my job is,
you know, the complexity.
Comprehend how you do yours. I wish I had your budget for SHRM talent. But anyway, having said that, you know, professional envy aside, let's jump into the last couple, three questions so that we don't, So let's talk about some of the lineup of speakers. Who are the SHRM always gets awesome keynotes. So who are the keynotes? And then maybe you can talk about some of the other speakers.
Absolutely. So I am very excited about our lineup this year. I think we've got some amazing speakers to share their insight and their wisdom at SHRM 17. So kicking off the conference on Sunday at our opening general session is Kat Cole. And Kat is the group president for Focus Brands. So you might not know Focus, but you definitely know Cinnabon. You definitely know KFC. So Cinnabon is really where she was the president for the past 4 years, and has been promoted to the group president of Focus Brands. But again, Focus Brands oversees Aunt Annie's, Seattle's Best Coffee, and Cinnabon, to name just a few of their brands. So we actually had her speak a couple years ago at our talent conference and blew us away. So we wanted to bring her back to the big stage to talk about her experience. I mean, Kat is one of those individuals who is a president and CEO who totally gets the value of HR and gets the importance of human resources and the value that this function and these individuals bring to the business. And she has such an amazing story to tell that I can't emphasize enough people taking advantage of and coming to this opening general session to see her, because they will not be disappointed. So Kat is our opening speaker, and then on Monday we're fortunate enough to have Laszlo Bock. And Laszlo is the former head of HR for Google. And many people might not know this, but Laszlo actually spoke for us many, many moons ago. I believe it was in 2011 when we were in Las Vegas, and he was obviously still at Google at the time. But he's going to be sharing his view on basically how you transform and lead, and his perspective, and based on his experience at Google. And so I think, again, it's fantastic to have a practitioner who can actually come in and speak to his peers and share his lessons learned and his perspective. So that's our Monday speaker. And then on Tuesday, we have a great friend of SHRM, who is Patrick Lencioni. And Patrick is a very prolific writer, but his most recent book, which is also is going to be what he's talking about, is The Ideal Team Player, which I think is so, so, so appropriate for HR professionals. And so that's what he's going to be talking about in the Tuesday general session. And then closing the conference on Wednesday, we are fortunate enough to have Layla Ali joining us on Wednesday. And so Layla really is going to be talking about how to succeed in a world that for her perspective, was very male-dominated, and to share about her experience of getting over challenges and obstacles and just being successful. And so she is going to be our inspirational message to hopefully get our attendees excited about their learning over the last, 4 days that they were in New Orleans, and get them set to go back to their organizations and be all in and take on the world. So that's our lineup for this year.
Okay, I'm a big fan of Patrick Lencioni, and I have not read Laszlo Bock's book, but certainly the body of work at Google, which is such an unique and unusual culture, and I guess now Alphabet actually,
exactly.
So I'm looking forward to all of those, and especially Kat. I've seen her speak many times. She has I hesitate to use the word rags to riches, but she has she's a person who started out working like in a restaurant, and now is
exactly
running a whole business, and is she's incredibly accessible on social media. She's incredibly accessible as a person, and if you have never met her, you guys are in for a real treat. And I'm not to take anything away from any of the others, but she's very authentic, and it's a great story. So I won't say any more than that, because I don't want to blow anything. But
I totally agree with you.
So. What other sessions are there? Some, I know you said, before I do that, you also mentioned earlier when I was talking to you in the pre-show, you mentioned Smart Stage. Can you just tell what the Smart Stage is and what people might see there?
Of course. So our Smart Stage is an opportunity for attendees to hear and learn content in bite-sized pieces. So all of the sessions are 18 minutes. So it is truly a fast but efficient way of learning something. And so those actually will start on Sunday afternoon and go through Wednesday morning. But really on Sunday, those are, and again, this is actually a great time for first-time attendees as well as veterans to come and see, because these are sessions that are going to set them up for success and are going to really help them navigate the conference and give them tips, not just about the conference, but about New Orleans, places to go and see and eat, most importantly, in New Orleans, tips on using the app, tips on using social media. So there's a lot of information on Sunday that will help prepare them for success. One thing I will mention that I didn't, that is, first-time attendees should also attend conference orientation on Sunday morning. So it's actually myself and my colleague, Jeannie Morris, who is our Director of Educational Programs, have done orientation for the past several years, and we'll be doing it again in New Orleans. But it's a great, quick overview of what's happening in the convention center. Here's some, again, tips on what to do. I will share one of the tips for anyone listening that is interested in getting a book signed by the keynoters. And Mike, you mentioned Laszlo, he is doing a book signing as well. But I would recommend, if there's a keynoter that you want to get a book signed, buy the book before their session so that you can go right in line for their book signing, because it can be chaos in the Sherm store. So that would be a definite tip to attendees is, again, if you want to get a keynote or book signed, buy it ahead of time so you can bypass the line and go straight to the book signing. So I digress.
Our friend Neil at Sherm. Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
So just a couple other things I wanted to mention, our master series, because our master series is actually one of the hallmarks of our annual conference program. And basically what the master series are, it's our way of bringing academicians to the event and them sharing their research, but research in a way that's practical and applicable to HR professionals. So how can I learn, or what can I learn from academicians in this world of HR, and how can I take that information and bring it back so that I can actually use it and applied in my organization. So I think we've got some fantastic master series this year. There are two on Monday and one on Tuesday. On Monday, we have a session on using data and analytics for better collaboration and culture with a gentleman by the name of Reb Rebel from Wharton University. Then on Monday afternoon, we have Iris Furstenberg, who's going to be talking about forging the extraordinary team from many to one. And Iris is coming to us from UCLA. And then finally, on Tuesday, negotiating at work and who doesn't need negotiation skills. And that session is with Deborah Kolb from Simmons College. So we're really, really excited to have, I think, three amazing speakers as part of our Master Series program this year.
The other thing I would mention, not so much from sessions, but is, you know, like you were talking about the bookstore, our friend Andy Kale, who runs the bookstore, is Sherm Book, I think at Sherm Bookstore on Twitter. Almost every Sherm person that's out front or doing something with the HR community at large has a Twitter account, and they're busy at the conference, but they're approachable. And so, yeah, that's another thing you might want to think about if you're there, is if you get a minute to talk to someone from Sherm, they do a great job and they really want to meet the practitioners and you know, hear what you have to say. And it took me a long time to figure that out. I used to think Sherm was a big monolith, and actually they'll listen to you if you talk to them. They're no more famous than the bloggers are. Yeah. So,
well, and my Twitter handle is at Shermletti. So please follow me, tweet, message me, questions, anything. I'm happy to answer and to meet people in real life too.
We have about just 5 minutes left, Letty, and it'll shut us off automatically. So
okay.
You know, we were talking again in the pre-show. It's really cool to go back to New Orleans. You know, it's easy to overindulge. You know, be safe. If people are out on Bourbon Street, it's fun, but be safe. You know, use Uber, use taxis, whatever. Sherm hasn't been there since 2009. I know one thing that I mentioned, but I'll say that. What's changed, do you think, since the last time Sherm was there, and what's new, and what can you share about some fun and interesting things while there, briefly?
it's almost a different world from the last time that we were there. So 2009 is a long time ago. But I mean, New Orleans is one of my favorite cities, has always been and will continue to be. But I just think the city itself is really exciting. All the stuff that they've done, there's still, I mean, amazing restaurants there, amazing music. The convention center has been updated. It looks fantastic. I can't say enough good things about New Orleans and how excited we are to be going back there. You know, Mike, you and I were chatting beforehand, how far we've come since 2009. I don't think we had an app in 2009. We were still using our old 100-page printout on-site guide with everything you needed to know in it. So times have definitely changed, and we've definitely taken a step, a large step into the future. I mean, I don't know even if Twitter was around in 2009. If it was, maybe 5 people were on it. Certainly, we were not trending in 2009. I doubt it. So, which we have been for the past several years. So it's changed. I think, you know, in 2009, we also found ourselves in a really interesting year. That was when we were in a recession, companies weren't hiring. It was a completely different time. And so literally since the last time we were in New Orleans, we will have doubled in size of our event when we come back in June. So I know the city is thrilled to have us back. We are beyond excited to be there. So I can't say enough good things about it.
That's crazy. I love New Orleans, although I can't stay there very long because it's bad. There's too many opportunities to do fun things, and fun will catch up with you fast if you're not careful. Actually, Letty, what I was saying earlier, Twitter did exist, but Sherm didn't really have a big presence on Twitter or any place else in social media in 2009. That's not a knock. It was just a factual situation.
Yeah,
but
wow.
If I
how
remember
times
correctly,
have changed.
I do. Yeah, I believe that one of the sessions, which was held, was the first. I think 2009 in New Orleans was the first time that Sherm actually hosted a panel related to HR and social media. And I can't remember who all was on the panel. I know Lori Rudiman, and maybe Chris Dunn and a couple others. John Jorgensen would spit it out in a second. I actually had to leave before that panel, so I didn't get to see it, but I remember how excited the little cadre of HR people were that were into social media at that time. It was kind of like history making, Sherlyn Lauby and a bunch of others. And I lived vicariously, I think, through the Twitters on the airplane, you know, so it was great.
Well, I mean, how times have changed. Because
exactly.
I think that's one of the coolest things about it is
nine.
That you.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think one of the coolest things about where we are now is that so many people get to experience Sherm 17, even though they're not there, just because of the social presence that we have now. And the fact that not just Sherm staff, but attendees are tweeting, like I said, we've trended the last several years. So it's a really cool way to share the experience with our friends that are not able to join us. But what a difference that the time since we've been there, since 2009, makes. I mean, it really is quite amazing to me, the changes that we've gone through, and it's kind of exciting.
So we're down in the last 60 seconds. So I think we'll just go ahead and wrap up here. Is there a website? I know you said @ShermLetti for you on Twitter. Is there a website for the conference that you have a URL to that you could shout out here?
Sure thing. So our website is simply annual.sherm.org, and you can find everything you wanted to know about the conference there. If you're registered, I would encourage you to check out the conference community. If you want to meet up with people, ask questions. But again, you can message me, tweet me. Happy to answer any questions anyone has. And I wish everyone a safe trip, and I'm thrilled to meet my new 15,000 friends in New Orleans.
And with 19 seconds left and no music set up in the computer, Letty, thanks so much for being a guest on Drive Thru today.
My pleasure.
We'll get the podcast up, and we're done. So this is Michael, and I guess we're out of here. Have a great afternoon, everyone. Talk to you soon.